It's Tuesday, August 25. This is The Front Page, your daily window into the world of the free press and our take on the world at large. Today, Arthur Brooks on the Facebook groups enabling a new, more extreme era of helicopter parenting. Why Trump would make a great mayor of D.C. Aaron MacLean on how the U.S. military can build the drones it needs without China's help. And much more. But first, will America ever trust AI? So much of what we do at the Free Press is try to make sense of a world where trust is broken. What many see as a crisis of trust we think is, first and foremost, a crisis of trustworthiness. From government and the media to education and medicine, institutions that fought hard to earn the public's trust have squandered it. That change is the story of our time, and once you understand it, you recognize it everywhere, including in two of the most contentious debates out there right now, over data centers and flock surveillance cameras. We've covered both of these fights, and at root, they point toward a question even more existential than how we view AI, crime, and privacy. Once that trust is lost, can it ever be earned back? Today, Eric Erickson traces the collapse in trust back to March of 2020 and the months that followed. His essay is unsparing in its assessment of who, on both sides of the aisle, is responsible for the crisis, and clear-eyed about what it will take to win the public back. Who should we trust to write the rules for a technology transforming our world at such a rapid pace that the government can't keep up? That's the question Tyler Cohen tackles in his column today. He sketches a proposal that he says strikes a balance between overregulation and an AI Wild West, a private, not-for-profit regulatory body for AI companies. The concrete truth, Tyler argues, is that there is far more expertise within the companies for judging AI safety than we can expect to find in the federal government anytime soon. Read his column on how this regulatory body would work and why we need it. The editors. More from the Free Press. The news. The Supreme Court handed Trump a win on Tuesday in his effort to restrict mail-in voting in this fall's midterm elections. The decision will allow Trump to continue implementing a March executive order directing the Department of Homeland Security to create and monitor lists of U.S. citizens who are eligible to vote. The State Department announced plans to revoke the visas of up to 200,000 asylum seekers, the Associated Press reported on Monday. The move would be the largest single visa revocation in U.S. history and will target B-1 and B-2 visas issued within the last decade for people who claim to be short-term visitors, but then applied to stay permanently. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent issued a sanctions warning to countries still doing business with Iran. They will soon be cut off from the U.S. dollar, a death sentence for most foreign banks. The warning, however, offered few concrete actions and a clarification that there would be a cure period before the sanctions are imposed. Former Washington Post columnist Karen Ataya will return to the paper after an arbitrator found that the Post did not have good and sufficient cause to terminate her employment over posts about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Ataya told the New York Times she is willing to go back to the Post. A coalition of grocery store and deli owners sued New York City on Monday in an attempt to block Mayor Zoran Mamdani's 5 planned city-run grocery stores. The complaint argues the city skipped certain legally required reviews, and the group's president said that the subsidized stores would constitute harm to minority businesses. Jed York, owner of the San Francisco 49ers, was arrested Sunday in a prostitution sting at an Ohio trailer park, where he allegedly answered an online ad and arranged to pay $140 for sex. On Monday, he pleaded no contest to reduce charges of disorderly conduct and possessing criminal tools, his phone, and agreed to pay $1,150 in fines. In Alaska, Dan Sullivan has endorsed Dan Sullivan against Dan Sullivan. Last week, former Anchorage Mayor Dan A. Sullivan backed incumbent GOP Senator Dan S. Sullivan over retired teacher Dan J. Sullivan, whom Republicans accuse of being a Democratic plant to confuse voters. The primary winner will face Democrat Mary Peltola in November in a toss-up race that could decide Senate control. A few weeks ago, we rolled out Bundles, a new way to customize exactly which stories and how much email you get from the Free Press. We want to know how it's going. Please answer the poll below, and if you have specific feedback for us, please share it in the subscriber forum. Your feedback is important to us, and we will use it to shape your experience, so don't hold back. What many see as a crisis of trust, we think is, first and foremost, a crisis of trustworthiness. Brilliant summation of the problem. What we need is for all the institutions that want the public to trust them to stop lying. I don't want to bundle. I want to see it all and then decide what I will spend time on or not, or what I want to see read here first and wait for later on other articles. Some I even listen to after I can write a response on them, depending on my life schedule. I want it to feel like a handheld newspaper experience where I skip some articles and read slowly some articles, skim some articles, reread some articles, write my thoughts about an article, etc.